According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
His hold is broken in our life. His power of control is totally quashed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for strength and grace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. Take all the glory in the name of Jesus. We incorporate and release our faith for the fullness of your blessing. Thank you, Lord, that which heaven have ordained for tonight is ours in the name of Jesus. Lord, we take side with you. We queue up with you. That which you have intended will be totally accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I don't know how the Holy Spirit will help us tonight. Have a burden for the church. Have a burden for the church. Amen and amen. Glory to God. We have to turn into a place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, God will help us tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You like to say, even our faith. Now he said, who is he that overcometh the world? That, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm using the word even our faith. We want to crack some things in the noon about our faith. Our faith. Our faith. Our faith. Glory to God. Our faith. Our faith. Even our faith give us victory over the world, our faith. Glory to God. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. First Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if we want to actually overcome the dragon, the man of sin, the man of lawlessness. He said the picture of a dragon is showing you something that is beyond what you can naturally undo. So it looks so scary. And God wants us to acknowledge that. He wants us to acknowledge our weaknesses. God only gives power to the faint. God, most times, is not looking for the able, but men who are willing to trust in Him. Now, not how agile you are, not how muscular you are, He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might, He increase strength. The strength that we need to undo the adversary is being supplied by Him. He said our sufficiency is not of our own, but of Christ, who had made us a competent. He qualified us and equipped us and gave us the capacity and the authority to go and deal with Him on His behalf. Hallelujah. So not that we are sufficient in ourselves. He said, who is equal the task? When it comes to dealing with the power of evil, who is equal? There is no man that is born of a woman that is equal the task. Christ is the only one who is equal the task. So thanks be to God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory through our Lord. We have victory. He's the one who gives victory. He's the one who guarantees victory. He's the one who is sufficient for the task. He said, henceforth be no more children, being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Not being tossed to and fro. It means being influenced or being exposed to demonic influence or external influences. Worldly influence. Patterns in the world that can influence our thought, that can influence our way of life, the scaring things the devil does, the panic attack and the threat of the adversary, that will not compel us to soft pedal or to throw away the baton. Because overcomers are those that will do it and they will stand by it. They are committed to following His will. They are committed to following His will. Committed to doing what the Lord intended. Because that's the purpose of our existence. We're not created by ourselves or for ourselves. We were created by Him. we owe it all to him. He owns us by the virtue of creation and also by the virtue of recreation. And we owe it all to him. So we are committed to living for his glory. We are committed to living by his mouth. When he made them in the garden, God placed them there so that they can live for him. But the moment they began to seek other things, they want to live for themselves, they want to prove a point. That was the entry point into their life. They were happy just living for God. And they looked so stupid until the devil called their attention to it that, are you not stupid? But if they have known better, if they are privileged to know what some of us knows today, hallelujah, I believe they will have resisted the enemy and said, no, the reason why he placed us here is not for ourselves. He placed us here so that our life can exemplify his glory and dignity. Hallelujah. And what the devil does was that he came to them to tell them to do something that contrasts what God has called them to do. Has God told you to do this? No, do the opposite. So the devil don't have a new trick. If God says this way, you go that way. He plays his image in them, and that is the order of life. The way God wants life to be lived. And it defied the order of life. It was difficult for the first Adam to walk in mastery over the adversary. But it's becoming more easier for us to do what the first Adam cannot do. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Thanks be to God that giveth us victory. But because he had given you victory, does not mean you are walking in victory. Yet God wants you to be victorious, just like himself. Nothing overcome the Father. He rules over all. So the Father wants you victorious. But you have to grow in his image. His image is the filament in our goal. You have to grow to that stature. Hallelujah. Come on, say stature. If there's no place for growing up onto the stature and the need for you to grow onto that stature, because God knows there is a stature in the world. It will take the stature of the Son of God to be able to overcome the stature of the man of sin. All the operations of the devil in the world, it takes a stature. Yes, so God has placed in us the potential. Yes. He had given unto us all things that pertain to life and to live up to that standard. Glory to God. We have what it takes. He said, thanks be to God who had qualified us to be a partaker of the inheritance among the saints in the light. To be able to walk in this order is part of our inheritance. He has qualified us. We have what it takes. When you give birth to a child, he has mouth, he has eyes, he has everything. But stop feeding the child. That's why I said to you in the noon that when the Bible says you are victorious, you know you are in trouble. When the Bible says you are a prevailer, it shows there's something to prevail upon. Glory to God. So we must learn to understand prophetic word. You say you are a shining star, go and read the story of Joseph. So that you begin to get prepared for it. So that preparation will be able to meet up with celebration. Get the horse ready for the battle. Don't act as if as nothing is at stake. There's a goal set before you. There's an enemy that is not folding his hands. There's a dimension at which God wants you to walk. And there's an enemy that is cooking up a lot of things just to stop you, to break you, to bend you, to pull you down and take you out of line. You will not be sidelined by the enemy. Yeah. Yoke of self-reliance is broken in our life tonight. Yeah. Faith makes you to lose confidence in yourself. Because faith will let you know how weak you are. It takes faith. You must be in faith before you can know how weak you are. If you are not in faith, you'll be a superman in your own sight. But this thing I'm seeing in the spirit will expose you and reveal how weak you are. You are not equal to the task. So the spirit of overconfidence is broken. Amen. If you are a baby Christian, you understand you are overconfident. You do things you feel nothing will happen. You know, children don't think about the consequences of their action. They act before thinking. Faith helps you to be able to journey wide and reason deep. Think beyond the shore and the borderline of this world. Who against hope believe. So he consider not, but he consider having a second consideration. That's beyond that. He considered. You do everything you do today when you have such faith consideration. Faith will let you know how weak you are. So that you will not be able to trust in yourself. No one received this message of Christ with an arrogant spirit. That is why God will first have to deal with you. When you are broken, then you can receive the word. He knows how to walk in you both to will. You know how to show yourself to yourself. This one where they talk, say, you are in need of nothing. By the time night catch up with you, then you will know you are badly in need of God. You will not need anybody to be preaching to you that without you, I can do nothing. As we have today, we still can do so many things without him. Because of the wrong standard that have been set in the church. You can marry without God. You can start business and succeed without God. But you cannot hit the mark of everlasting life without him. The gospel we preach in the church make a lot of rich men to say, these people, they just need envelope. Let's say to them, they are hungry people. We never let them know they are in need of something. Status don't win the battle. Title don't win the battle. Fame and popularity don't win the battle. It's not how rich you are. In dollars or pound sterling. The richest man on earth is the one that is rich in Christ. He said, I want the whole world to know this. I have loved the Father. And I have done all that he has commanded me. So the prince of this world came and find nothing. That is a statue. I have loved the Father. The prince of this world is having his living room in the house of many rich men. In fact, he's the one who arranged for how they got to where they are. Is their mentor. And he's still mentoring men. He's raising men. He's mentoring them. Men will be like him. Everyone wants their own child to be like themselves. He's raising children who will be like himself. But you have resigned your mentorship scheme with the devil. Your life is now under a new management. You are now one of those people that will pet the mouth of the enemy. Those who will make him cry. Men who will say no to him. Who will say, in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation, they shine as light. We can still have men that will shine as light in the midst. Light only shine in the midst of darkness. Someone even said, darkness is the absence of light. When light comes, darkness disappears. He said, arise, shine. Your light is come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Gross darkness may come. Listen, it doesn't matter the kind of thick darkness that covered the minds of the people, that made them to lose their sense of value. God still raised men that have sound mind, who are living right. Those things are so clear to them. Faith also means conviction. It means clarity. When there is clarity, there is confidence. And it also means freedom from doubt. It means you are sure. No more doubt. We said in the noon that you have now found rest because there is no other way to go. You have come to the last bus stop. Having done all to stand. Stand.
and wait till he comes. But if you don't prepare yourself, first you have to be able to stand before you can join the generation of people that will withstand. Find your footing first. Today's church is so weak that we are not prepared for this evil day. And everything is tearing us in the face. Everybody keep, we don't know what this world is turning to. This world, and this same world is knocking at your door. It's seeking to invade your soul. All that Christ labored for and he died for, the world wants to take it away from you. Because you have gone, the dummy will not come back. The devil don't want to lose any man. His house is well guarded. So the moment you want to begin to think about Christ like this, we throw a little bit of 1 million naira to you. He knows what you want. He knows you don't even want Christ in the first place. The reason why you are coming after Christ is because so that he can give you something. Most Christians are not more better than Yahoo Plus. Our own is Jesus Plus. Jesus, we have to be with something. If you were to choose, between life everlasting and today's comfort, you see, faith. By faith, you understand the value of life everlasting. You must be in faith. Or else you will just be completely unreasonable. He said, God, deliver us from unreasonable men. Not all men have faith. They're not seeing what you are seeing. In Philippians 3, he said, they cannot see beyond this present world. Can you imagine a pastor cannot see beyond this present world? So, then what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen. By this, the elders obtain commendations from God. These are the things that the elders fought for. They live by faith. To hold their ground and change their world. They live in the same world. But the world will not get the better of them. It's time to begin to build your faith. What will break the influence of the enemy over your life is your faith. You need clarity of mind. There's need to grow in the knowledge of the will of God, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I know you have understanding of science. You must have understanding of spiritual realities. Ignorance of the dynamics of the spirit can be counterproductive to your destiny. Seek understanding. You have understanding by knowledge and also by experience. And God knows how to translate that to grace unto you. Grace is something that is being acquired. There's a grace that is given. If you have never swim before in your life, And they said someone sank somewhere and you jump. But there are people that by exercise, they have the grace of swimming. So while others step back, everyone waiting for the diver. And when they arranged the swimming class, others said, the water is too cold. Some of us have excused ourselves from the process that will bring growth to our faith. And we have been pampered by pastors. But God is not in the business of raising spoiled children. Pastors that pamper us, they know why they are doing that. They make you to grow in rank and title, but not in Christ. Because the moment you grow in Christ, you can no longer be their slave. So they take the key of knowledge and hide it away from you. But that is not the pattern of the apostolic. He said, I don't want to hear any other thing among you but Christ and Him crucified. There's another version of Christ, not the crucified one. The devil wants you to be of that version. Because where you acquire strength is in the place of death. A true death disarms the one. He said, the prince of this world will have known, he would not have crucified the King of glory. It was the same Jesus that was ready to die to save that won over the adversary. So the scripture says, arm yourself with this thought that one died once. Hallelujah. He died once. He said, for as much as suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. Come on, say same mind. Same mind. You want to deal with the dragon. It's more smarter than you if you don't have the same mind of Christ. Add this to your armory. Arm yourself with these thoughts. It's time to prepare your mind for action. He said, be sober-minded. Prepare your mind for action. You know what it means to prepare your mind for action? It means be ready to die for what you believe. All this one, when you see, they say, be like Daniel. If God save us, so be it. If God's will will not be done, why are we alive? You mean you quote for yourself every day? Is I shall not die. To do what? To do what? May God not use that scripture against you. I think it's very easy for us to live for. And not to live for ourselves. Yet, he wanted us to cease from living for ourselves. The man who will overcome the dragon is the one who has ceased from living for himself. He said, they love not their life. We prayed in the morning that yoke of self-preservation must be destroyed in our life. Those who have been exposed to this reality, they are the ones that can give the devil the beating of his life. Devil don't like them. He has received enough punches. He doesn't want another one. The devil loves worship. He himself is a betrayer. But he didn't like betrayer. He said, I gave you money, I gave you everything. Won't you now worship me? He said, no, I'm not worshiping. He said, oh, dear, are you? He will not spare you. Yeah. What I gave to you, give it to me, I gave you everything. You are not a good person. Devil is saying someone is not a good person. So God is not raising us to be a match to the devil, but to put the devil underneath our feet. Come on, say, I will make him cry. Come and say, I will make him cry. How many of you believe in the Overcomers Church? That's why when we embrace this truth of God's word, to us, darkness will be like a noonday. All this cloudy thing that is shrouding our mind, you understand? We have clarity about it, you understand? We begin to see mountain like a lowland. To a child of God, the height at which you are standing is the same place where Jesus stood. And he dealt with the enemy. Right there in the territory of the devil, you understand? Jesus dealt with him. Why do you think he will want another version of that Jesus to come? Hallelujah. 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 So he's happy to see you as a religious person. Just be praying, going to the mountain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My children, my daughter, my son, my job, my everything. Thank you, Lord. That's what he wanted. You know, after all the prayers you pray, you will still find it difficult to turn down some offer. You know, the offer of the devil is so attractive and juicy. It's the type of that prostitute in the book of Proverbs. Yes, sir. It makes him to become so cheap at no cost. It will tell you, even when you do it, I will help you keep it secret. My husband is not at home, but his house leads to death. And those who are not wise, they are the ones that enter into that trap. That's the place where you can learn the wisdom of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He said, that man is a foolish man. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because he lacks discipline. Most of us as Christians, we don't like discipline. If clear standard is not raised, you cannot be talking about discipline. We are so lawless. Time book, we want to change it. We like anything that is not fixed. Let me just follow my heart. But this one is fixed. The foundation of the Lord standeth sure. And have this seal. God knows those that are his own. And those that are named the name of the Lord must depart from what? Standard. Come on, say depart. Depart. when are we going to finally exit the life of iniquity? Why? Because we still love our old life. If they take that old life away from us today, some people will go bankruptcy. You know, it's good to come to church and have beautiful faces like this. Look good and look saintly. But you know, in your place of work, they are tough people, so they are not like that. So when you take the... Mr. Muhammad! Sir. Everything changed. He wants us to be lawless. But Jesus is a disciplined man. Living according to the standard set by the Father. It's the Father that set the standard. They are not self-initiated. They are not things that come from a man's imagination. It's the Father himself that said, this is the way I want life to be lived. And you see the enemy trying to enter into the church to destroy, you understand, the patterns, the order, and the standard of God, and destroy the law of it. That's why you must be strong enough to know God's plan and purpose for your life. What God requires from you. And that comes as a result of building your faith. Jude 20:21 says, build up yourself upon your most holy faith. Your faith is called holy faith, sacred faith. Build up yourself. So there is need for you to build up yourself. Get more acquainted with the law of righteousness until you get to a point that nothing works outside of righteousness. Because we have been taught by the world that you cannot be righteous and be financially stable. You can't make it. Some people look at you and say, you can't make it. Isaiah 8 says, do not call confederacy what they call confederacy. Do not fear what they fear. It's only God that you have to fear. I pray that the fear of God will be restored back into our heart. Because there's, by faith, you know the fear of God. He said, knowing therefore the fear of God. A baby that is not growing in faith cannot know the fear of God. It takes faith to know the fear of God. That's why fear of God will not allow you to do some things. He said, by faith, Noah, move with fear. And he built an ark. These are faith-inspired projects. Even when it doesn't look like there's anything like that, but God has spoken. It takes faith to walk in the fear of God. When you study 2 Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians 5, and he started talking about, he said, even though our outward man wastes away, he daily renew our inward man. He said, for we fix not our eyes on things that are seen, but things that are not seen. But you understand? Talking about faith. Because that's the time the devil will come and tap you at the back and say, see, you are wasting away. In Christ, there is no wasting away. What is wasting away in your life? They are the things that are not needed. When God is building, you understand? Waste product must be flushed out. You see, everything that you have blocks, you have everything. There will be some waste. It's not useful. Then you say, no, I spent so much money. You go to your fashion designer. He said, I bought this lace, 250,000. Please cut it for me. And after you are finished, now carry all the waste. Say, I will gash on you. You take all the waste, you are taking it home. Waste is not part of the clothes, the dress. The one that is needed is the one that is preserved. By faith, you know that the strength of a man is internal, not external. He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. For in due season, he shall do what? He said, be sober and be vigilant. For the devil, your adversary is moving about like what? Real. So you have to be sober. To be sober does not mean you are walking like Spirio Wobata. It means you are deep. You are touching some realities in the spirit. These realities, they are the things that regulate your thought patterns. Even every time the thing wants to go astray, you say, I'll do that quarter. Oh, yeah, me, Jube, Lord. You understand? Don't ever think you are not going to have the consequences of your action. Faith helps you to know. And that's why you see the preacher in 2 Corinthians 5, now says, knowing therefore the terror of one of God, we warn all men, we persuade all men. For one day, we shall all stand before every man. Come on, say every man.
Every man.
Down alone, Bagbe, Kojo. Oba Ajo Ogun, Kojo Shokwana, you will stand. Oma Kawo saying. Waru Jotem, Ema Bo. You go explain. Someone said, that day will never come. Faith. You have to be in faith to know that day is real. These are the spirits that temper the mind of these people.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Calibro Danata Safru Vradelino Mashuko Vradelia. For this is the sense. For faith is a sense. Faith is a sense for them that shall overcome. For there is a victory for them that should overcome the enemy. They must have the faith. Even the faith. The faith that is in the Son. This helps them to navigate their way even upon the earth, causing them to walk and to overcome even the adversary's thought, evil that has been casted upon all men. For when you have this, it leads you, it guides you, it orders your conversation aright, giving you humility of heart, guiding your thought, making you to know that you have an adversary always standing to make you fall. You see, this faith is the sense that Jesus, even the Son of God, has that made him to beat the adversary. He knew that he was here to please the Father. He was here to do just one thing, the will of the Father. Those who are in faith have this ordination, only one ordination, to please, even to please the Father. So when you have this faith, you have the grace given to you to be able to know that there is only one thing you are here for, to please the Father, and to judge the adversary, and to bring judgment to the enemy of God, even the enemy of God. A people is rising. God, even my Father, is raising a people with a faith sense, even the faith sense, understanding times, understanding the will of the Lord, understanding the will of the Father, to know that you are not here for fun, you are not here for play, you are not here for any other reason but to please the Father, to do the will of the Father, to bring an end to a reign that has hitherto made all men to be blind, that has hitherto made all men not to think of their end. Oh that they were wise, they will think of their latter end, but they are not wise because they have no access to the faith that we are showing you now. We are giving you your wisdom, for this will be your wisdom. Your wisdom is your faith. Your wisdom is your faith that will make you to know that there is a reason why you are here, to please the Father. See the Spirit.
Father, we thank you. Just to please you. To player your mind. When you smile, we are glad. We thank you. So for hearing your Father in heaven is being glorified, that you bring forth fruit. Lord, we thank you. Fruit of your pleasure. Fruit of your glory. No other thing drive our life any longer. We will glorify you on the earth. We will make you proud. You'll be a proud father. And you'll not be ashamed to be called our Father. Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Faith gives you accurate sense of judgment. You are able to pick what others cannot pick. Before you, darkness will be like a noonday. The devil knows how to hide in darkness. That's why you have to grow. Getting your senses developed. Your spiritual sense is your faith. Your faith is your spiritual sense. You understand the patterns. You understand the reality of his person. You build such boundary around your life. You know his patience. You know his love. You know when it is your flesh that is doing it and when God is the one that is doing it. You know his own righteousness and you know your own righteousness. Building up yourself. Come and say building up.
Building up.
understand this new life and build up yourself in this new life, that it becomes a way of life. And anything that is different from that, where it doesn't matter where it's coming from, so, you can pick it. Someone said, I have to go and read an occult book so that I want to know the depth of Satan. I said, you are gone. You only need to know the book. When you know the original, you can recognize the fake. But when you are not well acquainted with the original, or you are not too sure whether it's Nigerian currency, or you are still doubting, someone can spend fake currency for you. But when you are sure, even if you are going to fight anybody, they say, money, I said, this is fake. You know, when did they want to use Ogboju for you? This is Nigerian currency. And everybody say, others who don't know, they begin to say, But it looks like, and I say, it is not. You speak with such audacity, you understand, and with all authority, and you are so firm about it, and say, I begin to wonder, what is this? If you want to know what is fake and what is original, get your senses developed. Then you will know the difference between the holy and the profane. In this age of deception, I call deception weapon of mass destruction. Because the Bible says in Matthew 24 that even the very elect, you know how wicked the devil is. You are rolling with the devil and you don't know. He's buying Rolls Royce for you, buy everything, everything is just going on fire, and yet he wants to wicked your destiny. Look at how many years of ministry. When those people in Matthew 7, even Jesus used as a parable, you understand? He said, we have done many mighty works in your name. Works. He shows, who knows the number of years they have spent in ministry. And he said, get away from me. That will not be your portion. Yeah. Paul said, therefore, I beat my body and I put it under. Why? Because in a race, all runners run. So we are not competing with each other. So when you go to Hebrews 12, it's okay, let us therefore run the race. This is no ministerial race. It's race of destiny, race to become. I need that stature to be able to overcome. It's a race. And the Bible says they are doing it to have something that is corruptible, but we for something that is incorruptible. After he had done so many things in ministry, he has laid hands on the sick, they have taken handkerchief from his body and all of those things, he still says, I beat my body and I put it under. One tradition says, I make it to do what God wants rather than what he wants. Discipline. Lest I'll be asked to step aside. You know, that's the way we say it in our place in the Jesha land. Boakai. You know, goats and sheep. And God says, and he will open his eyes, he'll be watching those people he has preached to. Because that doesn't stop you from preaching to people. Yet he has never entered into any contract with you that since you have preached for me, I will not take you to heaven. The only thing that qualifies you for entrance is that as he is, so you are in this world. Lest I be asked you will not be a bus conductor. You will not be a perusoko. You will not be lost in the crowd. Because you may live in a crowd, but you will face eternity alone. You better face your eternity now. And start running the race towards your future. Secure a future that you cannot purchase with money. It will cost you your blood. You better shed that blood to purchase your soul. Abi, what shall you profit a man that gains the whole world? Have you ever seen someone that gains the whole world before? It's the world that gains you. Most times when you are trying to misbehave, you better talk sense to yourself. Holy Jeremy. Your car will not become another person's car. What you struggle to build, and you will now go ahead and dip your hands into some things to get it done. At the end of the day, another person is the one that is looking at your clothes. What is Jerry? Who even knows people who are hiring you and said that over a cooler your car? I said, I can't carry you with my car. I said, okay. You better learn to start investing into your future by faith. We make constructive investment into our future. It's time to begin to live constructively and not live carelessly. One translation says, live thoughtfully. You've got to be deep. Grace of discernment is released upon your life. You will not be a prey to commercial profits. They are deceivers. You will not be a prey. They prefer that you are occupying the seat of the unlearned. You don't even know anything. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 34. One pastor said to his congregation, and he said, when I minister spiritual things to you, you minister what? Kana. And for years, those people, they were ministering kana things to pastor. He showed them, said, look at it. If you have known Christ, and Christ have been in you, Christ in you will tell you that this is not Christ-like. It doesn't matter the status of the man. It doesn't even matter how many anointings he carry and miracle signs and wonders going on everywhere. The detective machine is Christ that is on the inside of you. I said, no, something's that, no, this is not it. This is not it. Christ is not here. Because you sign up for Christ and for nothing else. Most time you don't pity people that come with stories. Oh, the prophet duped me. That is what you are looking for that you find. In the first place, are you looking for Christ? If you are looking for Christ, since you get there and don't see Christ there, at least they have solved problem for you. Who knows, maybe they kill somebody to help you fix your own life, because they use life to fix life. That's what they said. But don't forget, when you are lost in that kind of crowd, I pray they will not use your own life to fix another life too. That's why you don't abandon your car at the mechanic workshop. By the time you come back 1 year after, all the spare parts... And the day you now got there and said, bam, we little one sale, bam, you. I said, okay, let's say you're late, not Tony. Father, we thank you for tonight. Faith, this is the victory. You can see. As an inheritance in the heaven, reserved for us in the heaven. That's the reason for every step we take today. Abraham, if he has been mindful of the place where he left, will have had opportunity to look back. He was looking for a city that has a foundation whose builder and maker is God. That city is God. The builder of that city is God. The nature of that city is like the nature of the builder of the city. Undefiled, incorruptible, in the heavens. Faith help you to see that. Then you now tell people, say, oh, our present suffering is not worth to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. You have to be hungry. Hungry for what? It's a family thing. We are making God known. Let's stop making him out. Prepare your mind for action. Have a project plan. How your faith will leap. Develop the muscle of your faith. The depth of your faith will determine the level of your insight and revelation. There are things you cannot recognize. It takes faith to know that. If you're a servant of God in this place tonight, and you're about being coerced into court practice, they try to break you, you've been under prayer and everything. Tonight is your night of freedom. Amen. The devil will tell you the end justifies the means. He wants you to be confused. You cannot do it anyhow, and you think God will accept it from you. It takes stature to do ministry. Yes. Paul was broken. He said, I'm unbreakable. There's no way you see this thing that anybody can break you. It becomes an undeniable reality in your heart. It becomes an undeniable reality in your life. That is what will make you and help you to stay faithful to God. Many years back, we were in a group and we were doing Apostolic Reformation School. And when we started, many of us started. And we went back to go and practice those things we were taught. And people came back. One of your friends said, he didn't come again. His church is now empty. He said, listen, you can't practice this thing. We have to continue the old way. This Christ, something you are talking about. Even my call you well. And the number keep reducing. Because people, you see, they have developed itching ears. Itching ears, you understand, is a disease of the lost. So you have a lot of wax in your ear. And when the thing is itching you, you are looking for, I don't know if your nose have ever hit you before. When here, your hair is also itching you. You understand? You are looking for, even if you see a mortar piece too. You understand? You can put it here. Something that can enter and can itch it. But God said to Timothy, through Paul the Apostle, he said, endure hardship. Be sober-minded. Endure hardship. To be sober-minded means to be clear-minded. Don't allow the external influences to break you. It doesn't matter who is prospering in his own ministry, in his own... You know, there are so many things to look around today and you see and begin to say, what's the secret? If you are not careful, you keep changing. There was a time we travel to places that you know, we give us oil, give us everything, give everything. We are begin to, but then, when that one doesn't work, too, you start Rebina. You don't do Rebina, you do washing. You keep changing. You think that's the secret that is making it work there. Christ is the secret that grows the church. He said, I will build my own church. He's the builder, he's the building, and he's the material for building. So don't search for material elsewhere, except you are building something different. Something that cannot withstand the assault of the enemy. So by the time we started and we're about finishing, you understand? More than half of the pastors have disappeared. You say, no. Well, we can't cope with this one. Who knows, maybe some of them have joined the cult today. The celebrity cult. Who knows, maybe some of them are the ones raking money online everywhere and people are shouting their praise. But they are not building towards Christ. It takes strength. This thing must be clear to you first. God said to me, said, there's no other thing. It is that Christ. He given us victory. Victory comes through Christ in you. Not just Christ you do by you do confession. Aye, Jesus' name. The statue of Christ. The answer to greed and covetousness in your life is contentment. So let the devil bring it from outside. The life that is in you is what will give it back to him. I think this is more important for us. To see that it is not somebody praying for you. But as we are growing in God, you are free from prayer. You are free from external influences. It doesn't even matter. A child can be easily influenced. When this happens, they say, But when it is, you are clear-minded. He said, I've not given unto you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, of power, and of what? Sound. Where you are going is clear to you. Not an unknown destination. It's a clear destination. The Lord will uphold us with his right hand of righteousness. The grace of God will keep us in his love. Strong faith. Are you here tonight? You are saying, Lord, I need strong faith. Your home is at the verge of breaking down. And notice we say, suru lo leshe. Say, suru bao. My wife needs money. It takes faith for you to toe the line of the Spirit. And everything that is about being broken and shattered, heaven will reset it. Is your business going through challenges? And your friend is now telling you, you see yourself now, I take you somewhere. If you can just wait a little bit. Is that pastor, if you can assure me for how long till he comes? Till my change come. If God will not do it, I don't want it. Legitimate ways are not easy ways. But it takes faith for you to stand your ground, to walk in a legitimate way. I know we get brain. Brain is talking to us. Powder. Are you here tonight? What if I powder? If we're a deep Yoruba man, we are saying, if it's not going to, you know, when people go to make rituals or charm and they tell them, Maduro 40, Maduro 20 years, God said, I should tell you, Don't take a shortcut. The one who has promised to come will soon come. If you allow the prayer of today to make you to take stupid decision, the moment Saul finished making sacrifices, Samuel showed up. Are you in a relationship and you are trying to manipulate it to make it happen? Pray you at home. Pray you everywhere. You are the one trying to make it work. God said, if it is anointed, I'm the one that will work it out by myself. Let's give him thanks tonight. Lord, we give you praise. Thank him tonight. Thank him tonight. Then a couple of valetes, Likromo valetes, Sepromo valetes, this table of ladies to break his to man, break his to break his to Zuli break to Gelebos to the Libros to Zinadi is the Yebra Listo, Liste, Listo, Listo, Bredo, Steria, Labrodoste. Listen to this. You have something you kept somewhere, given to you, and you say, I'm not using it. But you kept it. I see the Holy Spirit arrow going to where you kept that. You are keeping it. Don't tie the hand of God. If Baal is Baal serving, if God is God serving. You do not have an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of your infirmities. He knows what we are going through. You've been in it for a while. But sir, I should say to you tonight, the non-tools, the probabilities are tedious. If you will not faint in your mind, get oil in your lamp. Don't let it fizzle out. You need more faith, more of clarity, more of reaffirmation. God is a father that reaffirms his promises. Have I not said it? Will I not do it? Take the courage tonight. Part your way with the devil. You have nothing to do with him. Or else you have started the journey that you will not be able to complete. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.